Children's author Will Hobbs visited Sitka last week as part of the Alaska Spirit of Reading program. Grant money puts books by a certain author in the hands of students across the state. The author then visits Alaska to meet with those students and talk about the book. But as KCAW's Ed Ronco reports, the future of the three-year-old program is uncertain.
About 100 seventh graders are gathering in the library at Blatchley Middle School. The lights are dimmed and the chairs are arranged in rows facing a large screen. Teacher Alexander Allison steps to the front of the room.
I'd like to introduce you to Will Hobbs, the author of Blatchley Middle School's most popular novel of all time, Leaving Protection, of course, author of Wild Man Island, Far North, Jason's Gold, many other of our Sitka favorite books. Let's give a warm Sitka welcome to Will Hobbs.
These Blatchley students have just finished reading some of his books, including Leaving Protection, which is set around a 16-year-old boy named Robbie who lives in Port Protection and becomes a deckhand on a salmon troller.
Let me see. How many of you have gone out on a commercial boat, like a troller, like the one in the story? So you know. I know I'm trying to get everything right about the gear and everything because I only worked on a boat for a week. You know, so you know a lot more about it actually than I do, but I wanted to sound convincing.
When Hobbs visits schools to talk about his books, he brings along a slideshow. It starts out with pictures of him when he was their age and quickly moves into photos of the real-life places he's been that have inspired his books. In an interview after his presentation, Hobbs says rural kids who grew up near the outdoors really love his stories.
But you'd be amazed, and this is really gratifying, the kids who live in suburbs and cities the way most of our kids do, this stuff about the outdoors and wilderness, you can say that, you know, fantasy is like is really popular retail. It is. But when kids get a hold of realistic fiction that takes them to some of these wild places in North America, you know, whether it's Grand Canyon or up to the subarctic or southeast Alaska, they absolutely love it. They eat it up. And when I visit them and they see the pictures and they see that this is all real, it opens up their minds and I think a sense of hope and possibility that these places are still out there. And they get wildly excited about it because it is different from what they see every day.
That's what happened for Ginny Blackson, the librarian at Sitka High School and one of the coordinators of the Alaska Spirit of Reading program. Blackson grew up on her grandparents' tobacco farm in Shipley, Kentucky. With 5,000 people in the entire county, neighbors were few and far between.
And so we went into town on Saturday and went to the public library and got a pile of books. We also had a bookmobile, which was a really, you know, there was a nice lady in a beat-up van who brought books around. But books were really, really the pathway, you know, to the world for us.
A program like the Spirit of Reading is important for many reasons, Blackson says, including for its ability to put books in the hands of kids.
We're a book-poor state. Kids don't have books put in their hand, especially kids in rural areas. We're lucky to have a bookstore here in town. We're lucky to have a fabulous public library here in town. That is not the model in most of the state. And so what I see is just kids with books. And last year I had students who read everything that was in the Sitka Library Network system by Roland Smith, kids I might have never seen in the library before.
Roland Smith was last year's author, and he was the first one to visit Sitka High as part of the program. Most of the books selected for the Spirit of Reading are pitched for upper elementary and middle school age students, so Blackson says she wasn't sure how his visit would go over among the older teenagers at Sitka High.
So I bribed the students, and I said, you know, if you read the book, after the author's presentation, I'll have pizza. It was a mob scene. I ran out of pizza. I ran out of books.
But more than that, she says the kids were actually excited, not just because of the pizza. The Alaska Spirit of Reading program is in its third year, and it's funded by a grant from the Alaska State Library. The grant is running out.
You know, the interlibrary cooperation grants are not meant to go on forever. And so we start off next year looking for a new way to fund it.
She's hoping that the coordination of the program will start rotating around the state. Blackson and Blatchley Middle School librarian Carrie Sagel have been running the program since it started.
Carrie and I go every year to the Alaska Library Association with our little binder and do a presentation at the end, say, this could be your program. But while we get a lot of positive feedback, we haven't had anyone raise their hand and say, oh, we want to take this on.
Even though the program has an uncertain future, Blackson is traveling to a symposium in November to look for an author who might be interested in participating next year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.